I never thought I would actually be cycling beside you, George Ferguson, as we cycle in the sunshine in Bordeaux.
What is the turnout?
This is a cycling city, because it's flat. Bristol's a cycling city, and it's got hills. Discuss.
I think it says a lot for the determination of Bristolians. But nevertheless, we are the most successful cycling city in the UK, and even though we don't have the natural topography. But I think I've always found that I make much more reliable estimates about how long it's going to take me to get somewhere on my bike than I ever do in my car. And that's not surprising. But
they've got the space here, George Ferguson. They've got the space to... Look at this. We've got a two-way cycle lane here going all the way up the centre of Bordeaux. They don't have cars. They don't have buses. They have trams.
They've got boulevards. And...
Well, look at this beautiful...
Absolutely.
Look at this.
Fantastic. How do I... I'm just trying to... Oh, getting the used to these French gears, which are... Here we are, getting there.
Yeah, you're there now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm wobbling all over the place. I'm not entirely convinced this bike is in my control. So here we are, this wonderful space. Everyone's fighting for limited space in Bristol, aren't they?
Yeah, hopefully not fighting. I think it's... here...
Claiming
there
territory.
There are lots of pedestrians on the cycle path as well.
Yeah.
There seems to be general tolerance, doesn't there? I've not seen anybody...
Nobody's got angry yet.
...shouting at a cyclist or vice versa. And we are putting in some routes that are nearly as comfortable as this one. Everybody on a bike is actually improving the air quality. And it's a virtuous circle.
Yeah, it's a circle that you need to encourage. And I just come back to my point about space, is that you'd have to have a major reorganisation of the centre of Bristol Park Street and Park Row and White Ladies Road.
It's been an absolute joy walking through the old centre of Bordeaux.
Yes.
And
I'll give you that, because
I think it could be like that virtually every day. I mean, we happen to be here on one of those first Sundays.
Yeah.
But it is so pleasurable that I don't think it would take a huge amount for people to be persuaded that that could be something permanent in Bordeaux.
Right.
We're starting from a lower base in Bristol.
Yeah.
Certainly my vision is that we clear the centre of Bristol fuel-producing cars, and that we make it a place for cycling, for people who need cars, that they are maybe electric cars only. Equally, I appreciate the freedom it's taken away, and I think it's getting that balance right. But I do see that in a few years' time, that the centre of Bristol could be virtually free.